This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Kharka with news, the headlines first. The World Meteorological Day being observed with the theme of closing the early warning gap together. Nepal government effortful to strengthen forecasting and early warning system with latest technology. Climate change poses threat to conservation of glacier lakes, affecting water resources, agriculture and hydropower. And Israeli airstrikes on southern Gaza kills top Hamas political leader. Now the news in detail. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Khadka has said that the government is working to strengthen the forecasting and early warning system with the help of latest technology. Speaking at a program organized by the Water and Energy Commission Secretariat on the occasion of the World Meteorological Day today in Kathmandu, Minister Khadka said that the government is working to strengthen the early warning systems to save the lives of the people at the risk of disasters, stating that the early warning system has been very successful in protecting people and their property from floods. The energy minister said that the government is expanding the use of IT, radar systems and satellite technology for rain and weather forecasting. According to the minister, with the support of the Green Climate Fund, the government is going to install the risk reduction and early warning system in 4 glaciers, including Lower Barun Glacier in Songkhwa Sabha, Lumding and Honggu Glaciers in Solukhumbu, and Thulagi Glacier in Manang District. He also said that the government will implement the impact-based forecasting system in all provinces and the river basins across the country in the future. The theme of this year's World Meteorological Day is closing the early warning gap together. Climate change and environmental crisis have posed significant challenges to the conservation of glacier lakes, affecting water resources, agriculture and hydropower. Rising temperatures have accelerated glacier melt, leading to the expansion of glacier lakes and increasing the risk of glacier lake outburst floods. The impact of climate change on glaciers is disrupting water availability, affecting drinking water supply, irrigation and hydropower generation. 11 tourists have died due to altitude sickness in Mustang district in the last 1 year. 9 foreign backpackers and 2 Nepalese died due to altitude sickness from the 13th of April in 2024 till the dead. Information officer at the district police office, police inspector Bisala Dikari said that most of the Indian tourists died while visiting the Muktinath temple and other places in the district. Nepali Congress General Secretary Biswa Prakash Sarma has stressed the need to change appointment process in the Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA. At a regional conference organized by the Nepali Congress Tanahu Constituency 2 on Saturday, General Secretary Sarma advocated for change, as there is a risk that the appointment process may be influenced by the politics due to the current legal system. He also proposed to appoint independent professionals having experience of over 20 years in the field of law and administration through open competition. The CPN Unified Socialist has said that it will provide all possible support to the programs held in favor of the Federal Democratic Republic. Deputy Chief of the Central Publicity Department of the party, Damodar Aurel, said that the party has issued a circular to all its committees to generate public opinion in favor of the republic by uniting leftist forces with the common political principles and collaborating with change advocates. Meanwhile, the party has also requested all party members to make the protest and mass meeting to be organized by the Socialist Front in Kathmandu on the 28th of March a success. The pesticide examination laboratory set up in Hare of Bheri Ganga Municipality 4 in Surkha District to test the quality of pesticide residue in vegetables and fruits entering Karnali province has been left abandoned. The laboratory remains unused as the provincial government has not managed the required funds and human resources for its operation. The Karnali provincial government had constructed a building to house the pesticide testing laboratory 6 years ago at a cost of 7 million rupees. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. 2 p.m. the English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. An Israeli strike in the southern city of Khan Yunis in Gaza has killed top Hamas political leader Salah al-Bardawil. The BBC cited the locals as saying that the air strike killed both Bardawil, a member of the group's political office, and his wife. Israel officials had no immediate comment. Israel's military resumed significant strikes on Gaza on Tuesday, blaming Hamas for refusing to extend the first phase of the ceasefire that came into effect on the 19th of January and lasted almost 2 months. However, Hamas has rejected the Israeli accusations and in turn accused Israel of violating the agreement that was brokered by Qatar, Egypt and the US. An official in Hamas-run health ministry was cited as saying that 32 Palestinians had been killed over the past 24 hours across various parts of Gaza Strip. U.S. President Donald Trump's administration will revoke the temporary legal status of 530,000 people, including Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans in the United States. According to Al Jazeera, a federal register and a notice said that the move, the latest expansion of Trump's crackdown on immigration, is effective from the 24th of April and cuts short a 2-year parole granted to immigrants under former President Joe Biden that allowed them to enter the country by year if they had U.S. sponsors. A group of American citizens and immigrants sued the Trump administration for ending humanitarian parole and are seeking to reinstate the programs for the four nationalities. Diplomatic and political relations between the four countries and the United States have been strained. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kusi Province, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province, and Gandaki Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kusi Province and Bagmati Province, and at one or two places of Madhes Province and Gandaki Province. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Kusi Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. World Meteorological Day being observed with the theme of closing the early warning gap together. Nepal government effortful to strengthen forecasting and early warning system with latest technology. Climate change poses threat to conservation of glacier lakes, affecting water resources, agriculture and hydropower. And Israeli airstrike on southern Gaza kills top Hamas political leader. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.